This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. 3,749 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in the country. Nepal observing 40th World Food Day amid various programs. And 5 men sentenced to death for gang rape over 15-year-old girl. Now the news in detail. The Health Ministry has recorded additional 3,749 coronavirus cases in the country. Speaking at a press brief, Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam informed the Kathmandu Valley alone recorded additional 1,935 coronavirus cases in the country. Nepal's nationwide coronavirus infection tally has now climbed to 121,745. Likewise, 3,564 corona-infected people returned home yesterday after recovering from coronavirus infection. More than 84,518 people have recovered from the virus infection in Nepal so far. Similarly, 19 people died from coronavirus infection yesterday. With this, the total number of people died from coronavirus infection has reached to 694 in Nepal. The 40th World Food Day is being observed today with the slogan, Our Effort, Sustainable Agriculture, Nutritious Diet. Nepal is also marking the day with various programs. Giving best wishes on the occasion of the World Food Day today, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said Nepal is exercising the practice that no one will die of hunger caused due to poverty. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli stressed on the need to establish the people's right to food security through cooperative manner. The newly appointed ministers and ministers who had chains of portfolio assumed their offices yesterday. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel had assumed his new post at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday. Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel previously had the portfolio of the Defence Ministry. Similarly, newly appointed Finance Minister Vishnu Paudel has said his top priority would be to uplift the economy of the country, which has been adversely affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Assuming the post of Finance Minister at Singha Darbar yesterday, Minister Paudel directed the concerned authorities to leave no stones unturned for uplifting the country's economy at a time when the world economy has been adversely impacted by the coronavirus crisis. Finance Minister Paudel said both lives of people and their livelihoods should be ensured. Meanwhile, Minister for Information and Communications Technology, Parbat Gurung, has said he is looking forward to working with a positive thought for fulfilling the responsibilities given to him. He said he would work together with the department and agency heads under the ministry. Assuming the office, he said wrong information and advice would not be tolerated. He also pointed out the need of providing quality internet service at this time of crisis to facilitate the learning activities of hundreds of thousands of students. He said his entire concentration would be on how to help implement the government's campaign of Prosperous Nepal, Happy Nepali. Likewise, Ministry Secretary Hari Prasad Bashyal welcomed the newly appointed minister and apprised him of the progress and work of 18 departments and bodies under the ministry. Likewise, newly appointed Urban Development Minister Krishna Gopal Shrestha said he would move ahead taking the responsibility of developing cities as a challenge and an opportunity. While assuming the post at the ministry in Singha Darbar, Minister Shrestha said he would forward the development projects along with the preservation of cultural heritages. Earlier yesterday, three newly appointed ministers took oath of office and secrecy before President Bidya Devi Bhandari at a special function held at Presidential Palace Sital Nivas. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has said it is imperative to make people aware about washing hands to prevent the spread of coronavirus infection. Giving her best wishes yesterday, on the occasion of the Global Hand Washing Day, President Bhandari reminded that even the research showed that proper hand washing for 20 seconds could help prevent one from various diseases such as COVID-19, hepatitis, Ebola, reduce respiratory problem, pneumonia and diarrhea. Nepal has been observing the Global Hand Washing Day since 2008. The theme for this year is Hand Hygiene for All. 11 people have been injured when cooking gas cylinder exploded at a house in Naya Bazar, Sorokhutte in capital Kathmandu. Chief of Metropolitan Police Office Rani Pokhari DIZ Bishor Raj Pokhrel said the injured are undergoing treatment at Manmohan Hospital, Tamil and the Teaching Hospital, Maharaj Ganj. The explosion also led to a fire in the house with extensive damages. The fire was doused with the help of a fire tender. Neighbouring houses have also suffered damage. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has made public the names of human rights violators. According to Commission Chairperson Anupraj Sharma, three names were made public following the recommendation of the past report prepared for the past 20 years. The Commission informed the human rights violators were 16 government officials, including Joint Secretary, 98 police officials, 85 officials of Nepal Army, 8 officials of Armed Police Force, 65 persons of then CPN Maoist Party, 4 school teachers among others. You are listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबु
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबु
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबु
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now we continue with the rest of the updates. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order in the name of Public Service Commission, PSC, to manage the exam in a way that all applicants would have access to it. A single bench of Justice Sapana Pradhan Malla on Thursday asked the PSC to ensure exam also to the applicants who are infected with coronavirus. The justice also ordered the PSC not to implement Section 8A of COVID-19 Special Situation Exam Management Standard 2077 it prepared. The PSC had earlier planned to conduct exams only for those who are not tested positive to the coronavirus. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Protesters have taken to the streets again in the Thai capital Bangkok, defying a ban on gatherings and sweep of arrests of key protest leaders. The protesters chanted "Free our friends," calling for the release of those detained in the crackdown. Many held up a three-finger salute, which has become a symbol of the student-led protest movement. An emergency decree was issued early yesterday morning in response to protests in Bangkok on Wednesday. The decree, which blamed gatherings of more than 4 people gathering, came into effect in the early hours of yesterday morning. Kyrgyz President Sooronbay Jeenbekov has resigned after days of protests following a disputed election that plunged the country into turmoil. He said he did not want to go down in Kyrgyzstan's history as a president who shed blood and shot at his own citizens. Kyrgyzstan has been in crisis since parliamentary elections on 4th of October. Subsequent protests forced electoral officials to annul the results and also toppled the government. Jeenbekov becomes the third president of the Central Asian state, which gained independence from the Soviet Union in 1991, to be ousted by a popular uprising since 2005. A Bangladesh court has sentenced five men to death for a 2012 gang rape of a 15-year-old girl amid growing public anger over rampant sexual violence. The sentence was handed down in the northern district of Tengalbai yesterday, by a special tribunal set up to deal with cases of abuse against women and children. Prosecutor Naseem Ahmed said the victim's boyfriend took her to a riverside spot where she was raped by him and two friends. Two others helped them. Ahmed told all five were found guilty and had been sentenced to death. It was the first conviction since the government of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina this week introduced the death penalty for rape. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1 and Gandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 17.0 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. ...3,749 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in the country. Nepal observing 40th World Food Day amid various programs, and five men sentenced to death for gang rape over 15-year-old girl. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.